The good news for the board is that this year's $7.5 million budget is balanced. The district had been planning to spend into its reserves to cover the costs, but according to district business manager Wendy Einerson, revenues are going to meet expenditures after all. That will leave the school's reserve fund balance in good shape, so good that the district will likely need to spend some of it next year.
I anticipate having a fund balance at the end of this year. That's a nice, healthy fund balance of $750,000. And I will talk a little bit later in this meeting about where we are in this year's, and I have a revision to present for this year's budget, but expecting to end up with a fund balance close to 10% of our expenditures, which we're not supposed to have in excess of 10% when we finish out the years, or the state may think that they're giving us too much money.
The bad news for the board is that a substantial chunk of those reserves will be needed next year if the district's latest budget projections pan out. The city council has yet to make any decisions on education spending, but right now the district is planning on flat local funding. The district is also working under the assumption that the legislature will not increase its foundation formula, meaning the amount the state contributes per student would stay the same. If that's the case, Einerson expected an overall drop in state funding for Petersburg, which is looking at 34 fewer students next year.
I have a expected foundation formula funding that's almost $280,000 lower than it is this year. And that's because of our drop in enrollment and a couple drops in our intensive student counts.
The district's new costs for next year include wage increases negotiated with staff, the return of an elementary school teacher who had been on a leave of absence, higher utility bills, and a bigger health insurance premium. Utilities are expected to go up by $60,000, while insurance is projected to increase by 10%, which means another $130,000. The district's trying to cut expenses by deleting the certified principal's position for the middle school and replacing that with a less costly dean of students and activities director. According to Einerson, the administration is also looking at cutting a school counselor's position, as well as two certified support staff members, the high school librarian and the technology coordinator.
So we are cutting our expenditures also, but our cuts aren't equaling our drops in revenues.
All in all, Einerson estimated that Petersburg City Schools' revenue will be at least $177,000 short of expenses. On top of that, according to Einerson, the deficit could climb another $77,000 next year if the district decides to retain a half-time teacher and two aides whose salaries are funded by grants that expire next year. In the short term, the legislature is considering a measure that would boost per-pupil funding by $100. That would reduce Petersburg projected deficit by $92,000. For the long-term, board members Jim Schwartz, Gene Ellis, and others emphasize the need to make the school's facilities more energy efficient in order to save on utility costs.
We really do have to kind of look even more seriously now than ever at upgrading the stuff that's really old. And that high school furnace, I bet it's 50% efficient.
Well, the other really big thing is the single-pane windows and the uninsulated walls in the elementary. I mean, that is a biggie. And I'm sure that's why, with the really cold weather and the high prices, that our fuel bill has gone to the ceiling.
Right.
When the funding situation becomes clearer, the district may have to consider more staff reductions, according to Superintendent Rob Thomason, but he was not ready to make that recommendation yet.
And if we have to go there, we have to go there. And that's not the desired action, but it might be the required action.
The administration is planning to present a draft budget for the school board to consider at the beginning of May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.